Doctor.
So, Liesl went through the Lobola process this weekend. That's what the picture is all about. Uitgevat.
Woo-wee.
Beautiful outfit, that.
Stunning. Thank you. Thank
you
very much.
I've never seen you in that kind of, what do you call it?
Like traditional clothing.
Yeah, okay.
Or print. So, or it's like a print.
Yeah. Print.
I've done it a long, long time ago, but this was definitely different, especially with the duk as well.
Yes. Because
normally you'd wear a dress or a skirt or a shirt, but it was all three together on Saturday.
Mm. So, Lobola, tell us more. Because every single South African is very familiar with the term. Mm. But I don't think too many, not all South Africans know exactly what it means.
And as you can understand, up until maybe about 6 months ago, neither did I. Not the full understanding around it.
Sure.
And I think what was explained to me and what I know thus far is the purpose of building relationships between the respective families. And they say that the marriage is seen as bringing two families together, and also that it's seen as a lifetime. So he is investing in the family what they invested in you.
Okay. Yeah.
And so that's my understanding.
So originally it would be cattle, I guess, livestock, because that would be adding to the wealth of the,
family.
If the family were measuring their wealth in livestock, in cattle.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm guessing now these days you'd have different kinds of currency.
Yes. Yeah. That's
so you,
correct.
So Lobola could also be money.
That's correct.
Doesn't have to be, because your family or his family don't necessarily have livestock.
No.
Am I right?
Yeah. Okay. And I think what made it easier on Saturday as well, and I believe that this is what a lot of families do, they decide the price for them what a cow would cost. So you would say a cow is 10,000 rand or a cow is 8,000 rand. And then they say, well, we're having 80 cows or 100 cows or et cetera.
In order. You have to save up for that moment then.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Hey?
Yeah.
Sure.
But the ring was a thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope it came with a herd.
Herd.
Hey? A plas.
A groot plas vir ouma Lori.
Sê maar net, nou kom moeilikheid maak hier sonie, né? Okay, that's beautiful. Okay, so that was done now, and then now next is going to be the wedding.
Yes, the next will be the white wedding, and we'll still have a traditional celebration because of our union being very different and two worlds coming together. It's not necessarily going to be a traditional wedding, but just a traditional celebration. So we will do the gifting and thank the families, but we're not necessarily slaughtering and, you know, doing any of the other traditional stuff because of my family as well, so it's meeting each other halfway. That my family has never done Lobola before for anybody else in their family, so it's meeting us halfway. Some stuff we would never do and some stuff they're very keen on doing because it's tradition.
Sure,
found a middle ground,
but they're also keen on compromising.
Yes,
you know, and kind of, you know, meeting each other halfway.
Exactly.
Yes. Did you have to explain things to your family?
I did, and I also asked Musa to explain it. I said, draw up a document, like a one-pager, and explain it like we're in grade one. Literally, and then we can sit down with my mom and my gran.
I love
that. Yeah. I love that.
And then we sat down, and my granny felt so happy after that and so excited to move forward because she was more even just near Mansville, no ni obviously. You don't want to come across as disrespectful or like you're disregarding, but we also need to have the Lori family represented in everything that we do. So that was quite beautiful to see that as well, the education around it, and then to have them compromise with the fact that she was our chief negotiator, which, like Kola says, that doesn't happen.
It's your grandmother?
Was the chief, okay. Yes. Normally it's an elder and it's a male. But with us, my grandmother is the matriarch of the family. There is no one more senior than her.
Sure.
So she was the chief negotiator on Saturday.
Sure. Like you were saying earlier, Paula, it's kind of respecting tradition, but also respecting the fact that it's 2021.
Absolutely.
So things can change.
Yeah, I think
without being disrespectful.
Yeah, it's a matter of at least lending some respect to the tradition. And Gerda said it as well. You know, people sort of don't know whether to throw it away completely or to retain it. And I think, happy medium is finding a middle ground.
Well, there you go. Beautiful pictures from, Liesl and Musa. Not the rest.
No.
Family pictures, no,
because
nothing?
It was a Zoom call.
I keep forgetting.
We left the house and met each other somewhere and then took photos together.
I keep forgetting. It's 2021 these days. We do things a little differently, most hashtag Zoom. Sure.
Let's go! Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Rise and shine.
It's your morning, family.